And we'll go ahead and continue with Arizona State coach Todd Graham. The Sun Devils are on the road at Oregon State on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask coach a question, press star 1. Again, for questions, press star 1. Our first question comes from Bud Withers of Seattle Times.
Todd, when you think back to the UCLA game and how things have turned around, especially defensively, what happened? And it, or was that night just an aberration?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it seems like it's hard to avoid one of those a year, but I think that time of the year, you know, we had just had, you know, we run a complex scheme, and we were just making a lot of errors, and at one time we talked about, you know, scaling back, and I'm glad we didn't, you know, because now we're executing really well. So it was a combination. We lost our starting quarterback through an interception for a touchdown that hurt us. It was first a game for Berkovici to play, and they ran a kickoff back for Taylor. They scored like 28 points in like 3.5 minutes. So you got to give them credit. And we just at that time we just weren't executing our scheme, and it had a lot to do with that. We had a lot of new guys.
But can you remember what you did after that game? I mean, did you spend the night in the office wringing your hands or what?
I don't spend the night, but. I always watch every play, offense, defense, and kicking game after the game. I just can't go to sleep until I do that. So, I got faith and belief in my staff and our players and our program and what we're doing and how we're doing it. And we just kept stayed true to what we're doing. And, just like anything in life, sometimes you get your head kicked in. You got to get back up off the ground. So we just got back up off the ground and went back at it. And we have a system and people and players that we believe in. And so, you know, that's what we did.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Steve McGargy of Associated Press.
I was just wondering if you thought the playoff committee should take into account margin of victory rather than just one loss record. How much of a factor do you think margin of victory or kind of so-called style points, how much of a factor do you think that should be for the committee?
Well, to me, I think you need to look at the strength of schedule and who the opponents are and who you're playing, and also how you're playing at that time too, and the strength of your schedule and the people that you're playing. Because so many people, win loss record can have, I could schedule 3 really easy non conference games and be improve my win loss record real easily, but our fans don't want to see that. They want to see us play. Notre Dame, we've got A&M next year, Michigan State, LSU on future schedules. And that makes financial sense for us. And it also makes, that's what our fans want to see and games I want to coach in and our players want to play in. I'm a component of the conference champion. I just can't imagine a playoff, which we're sitting – I think we've positioned ourselves pretty well as a conference, where we're sitting. And I think we're sitting fairly well where we got our – the team's ranked, and but I do think that it could be you could very easily lose a non-conference game, lose one conference game, because it's hard to go through conference undefeated in any conference, especially the Pac-12, SEC, any of the conferences, tough to do, and not be in the playoffs. So I think the conference champion and strength of schedule should weigh the most.
I know you had mentioned after the Notre Dame game that you'd pointed out that y'all beat Notre Dame maybe a little more decisively than Florida State had. Do you think that's something that people should take into account with the
I think they should take into account that, that was the number one team in the nation they almost beat. They took them down to the wire. And, I think we had a dominating, even though they came back, we still, had a dominating victory over them.
Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Are there any additional questions for Coach? All right, hearing none, that's it. Todd, thanks for your time today. Appreciate it, and good luck this weekend in Corvallis.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, we'll see you.